This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Director General of Military Operations of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, today said the strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, the DGMO said they include high-value targets such as terrorist Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure. Operation Sindoor set into motion a very diligent and microscopic scouring of the terror landscape across, he added.
I have no doubt in my mind that we achieved total surprise, and those strikes across those 9 terror hubs left more than 100 terrorists killed, including high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast. The line of control was also violated soon after by Pakistan, and the erratic and rattled response of our enemy was apparent from the number of civilians inhabiting villages and religious sites such as Gurudwaras that were unfortunately hit by them, leading to a sad loss of lives.
Director General of Air Operations, Air Marshal A.K. Bharti, informed that the targets were carefully selected and the target systems that were given to the Indian Air Force were the notorious training camps at Bhawalpur and Muridki. He said that through critical target system analysis, Air Force analyzed all that needed to be done to analyze the targets. He added that they planned to engage these targets with precision air-to-surface guided munitions in order to avoid collateral damage. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today reviewed the security situation with the army commanders of the western borders following ceasefire and airspace violations last night. Indian Army said the Army Chief has granted full authority to the Army commanders for counteraction in the kinetic domain to any violation of the understanding reached after the DGMO talks yesterday. In the meantime, India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Governor K.T. Parnayat has extended his good wishes to the people of the state, especially to the Buddhist community, on the sacred and joyous occasion of Buddha Purnima. He hoped the day would continue to inspire all with Lord Buddha's timeless message of love, peace and harmony. May this Buddha Purnima deepen the bonds of unity, mutual respect and emotional harmony among all communities and bring tranquility and well-being to every corner of our society, the governor wished in his message. Member of Parliament East Tapir Gao inaugurated the war memorial Migang Mipang Mikmo at Harkam Viewpoint, Gobuk village in Upper Siang district yesterday. The war memorial is dedicated to the warriors from Gobuk village that fought valiantly against the British during the Third Anglo-Boer War in the year 1893-94. It symbolizes the community's enduring respect and remembrance for their sacrifice. While addressing the gathering, Gao congratulated the people of Upper Siang for their commendable initiative, especially the Adi Bane Kebang, in tracing the recognizing unsung heroes of the region. He emphasized the need to create a peaceful and development-friendly environment for the betterment of future generations and the overall growth of the region. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert over West Kameng, Lower Subansiri, Pake Kesang, Papumpare, West Siang, Leparada, Lower Siang, East Siang, Anjo, Tirap and Longding districts in the state. IMD has forecast thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. Additionally, an increase in the rainfall activity has been predicted from 11th to 15th May. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.